Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirm Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirm and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirm.
Big and Lazy.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. This is Big, and we got a very special service for y'all. Early access.
Buymeacoffee.com/confirmed.
$5 will get you early access to the episode next day.
And $8 will get you exclusive content as well as early access to the episode. So if you don't want to miss any of the good stuff that we've got going on, then please subscribe to us at buymeacoffee.com/confirmed. Bye.
You're listening to Confirm.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirm Podcast Network. Confirm.
But that's what I want to do before I drop any music.
And we got to
shoot the video.
Visual.
I want you, would you do some cameos that you pop in with some?
Yeah.
I bet.
Definitely. I need to record, though. Like, I got so much shit written. It's crazy.
I listen, I got one of the best producers.
I remember you telling me what you say his name was?
Yeah, the Anglo-Sax, bro. He's cold as fuck, bro.
I really I put that on Facebook too. I really want to get back into it, bro. Just, I don't know, bro.
Look, the next time I do a session, I'll try to see if you can come through. I'll see, like when I schedule, if you can come. If
that's what I need.
Crazy.
Motel,
you can see how it is. Yeah. All right,
we on in 5.
Oh, shit.
4, 3, 2, 1.
This is the Big and Lazy podcast. I'm Big. I got my homie and co host,
Lazy. And we back with another one. We back with, this is probably our most eccentric guest we ever had.
Look at this nigga, you know, fancy word.
Exquisite, you know.
Fucks with it.
You know what I'm saying? I met this guy cutting his hair. And this was my one of my first reviews cutting hair that I was like, damn. So we always kept in touch, man. Yourself, man.
That was a fun. No, listen to piggyback off of that though, right? That was a funny thing because Pete, when I cut your hair that day, you needed a ride home,
because
your truck was like fucked up and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you gave me like $5 off my haircut to take you home.
Yeah,
that's what's up. Blasting so like that.
Yeah, he was my last head of the day too.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what's up.
It was cool. And then not only that, he was like, "Yeah, I do music, bro." So we was listening to his music on the way there. He was bopping your TGs. I listen to that shit all the time. It's one of my favorite songs.
Where you from? I'm picking up a northern dialect.
I'm from Virginia, Norfolk 757. What it do? But you know, my family is from all over. We some mutts. You know what I'm saying? I got like Trinity, St. Lucian, and Indian, Indigenous. And then I like the act and shit too. So I feel like different people bring out different dialect in you.
Yeah,
I mean, depending on who you're around, you talk, you get into a different vocabulary bag, if you will.
Right, you do.
So.
Dig. So how long did you grow up? How long did you stay in Virginia? Like, how long you been in the city?
And this city, I've been in here off and on since like 2016. So I moved out here like July 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved away in 2018, the end of December. And then I came back in 2020 when I had my daughter. And I've been here since. And I like it out here. I don't really want to move away from Louisville, but I want to move out to do more things, to come back and buy some things out here.
Right.
I like Louisville. It's very lucrative if you know what you're doing.
Hey, it definitely is.
Yeah.
Well, let the people know who you are. What you do, you know, just so they can get more familiar with you.
What's good, yo? Gianni Castro, and I'm here with Big and Lazy, and I do a lot of everything, but really a little bit of nothing. Anybody who knows anything, you know they don't know shit.
Right.
So needless to say, music, art, I create. So like, and I got resources. I'm into plugging people, networking. That's one of my favorite things to do. I probably should have been an A&R or something like that.
Yeah.
I love plugging people with stuff too, like different, like just turning people on to like different music, different foods, movies.
Different anything. Like you never know what somebody enjoy, you know what I'm saying? And you can turn them on and then that's like a life passion for them.
Yeah.
So then that end up benefiting you in the future. Like say I turn you on to real estate and you ain't know you was even into like that. You
mm-hmm.
know
what I mean?
So then you come back, you get big at it. Now you're like, hey, I can get you that home that you always wanted for like 15% of what everybody else playing on the market. You
right,
get what I'm
right.
saying? So that's all I'm saying. So like helping people to things just outside of their own exposures. You feel what I'm saying? Because everybody don't have access to certain shit. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
So
Access.
That's what I do.
Access and information is key.
That's what I do. I plug people into information. But of course, you know I make music. I got the album out. Okay, I did it. Streaming on everything you want to go get to. Gianni Castro, dollar sign for the S.
Okay, you did what? Like, what's the meaning behind that title?
All right, so so my brother's on the cover. Free to God. So he got locked up for catching somebody's, whatever the case may be, you feel me? But he was proud to do it. Somebody killed his best friend. He got it back in blood, period.
Right.
So
yeah.
And that's basically
everybody,
what it is.
Everybody will get that opportunity.
Yeah, you feel me? So and he got caught up because he didn't care. He did it when everybody was looking just because he had that opportunity. So,
yeah.
Okay, I did it. He I ain't going to say he's proud of it, but he stands on it. You feel what I'm saying?
I'm
so
glad you hipping me to the cover because I was wondering that. Because I told bro a minute ago, probably a few months ago, when you first dropped it, I was like, he got the Tory Lanez. When I told you, man, he just reminded me of kind of
I appreciate that.
Tory Lanez type of thing. And that just leads me into saying it's not necessarily the sound, but it's the way. You know what I mean? The way you was delivering. Kicking that shit, yeah, delivering it. And it's also a rap, like in a hip hop and melodic way. So
I let it hear you. I guess
my question is, which one do you think you like to do both? Or you like just to blend it in on every track? Because I feel like every track was a little bit of everything. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually really that. So I'm gonna give you some fun facts about them songs. Those are songs I was like, I just gotta get some shit out just to get people like something, a product, because my whole thing is I've been holding music in the vault and never releasing anything, never even dropping nothing.
Right.
So I need to put something out there. And I got like mixed reviews as far as like, you know, I should have did less songs because nobody really know me as an artist, or I should have did this, I should have did that. Regardless, you got something you can go listen to even give me an opinion.
Right.
You give me, and that's what it's really all about. So as far as what my sound is, like, I do like to sing, like I do like doing the melodic thing. However, like rhymes and lyrics is delivered, like that's important to me too, because like I want to talk about something,
right,
and I want to make sure I'm dropping some of them gems. Yeah, you feel me? Yeah, so I guess that blend thing is what you're saying, but I'm also still discovering, like it's evolving.
Yeah.
So once I figure out exactly what it is, I can give you a better answer. But right now I can just say it's a blend of both and it's still evolving.
Yeah.
So
I really like that first song you ever sent me though. I forgot what it was called. But it was, you sung the whole song. It was, I forgot it, bro.
I don't even, bro, look, I'm already on different music.
You got the cat on it, on the front, I think.
Oh, everywhere. Yeah. Bitches on the same shit, I know it. Hey,
yes.
Been through hella pain and I show it. You want my time, can't afford it. Yeah, that was
my shit for like a long time.
Hey, I appreciate that, yo. Look, my problem is I don't put no money behind my music for promoting it.
Yeah.
However, this is the opportunity, like this right here is that first step and to actually get inactive with it. So like I want to be more on the scene. So anybody who see me, fuck my energy, my vibe, tap in, let's get active. Because I'm working, I'm doing some things, and I feel like if you're doing what you're doing, I can be equally beneficial to what you have going on. I compliment whatever you got, period. So
like, how long you been doing music, and like, what's some of your inspirations into the music game? Like,
how long you been breathing? Like, I was born into music. You feel what I'm saying? Like,
yeah. Like
church, you feel me? I used to have to play the drums. My grandma told me how to piano, and she know by ear. She don't know how to read music. So like, I've always been into music. Well, like my inspiration be like 90s era, like DMX, TLC.
Ooh, there you go.
You feel me? Prince, Michael Jackson, you know, everything that your parents listened to while they made you clean up on a Saturday or something.
Yeah,
or like that.
I always call it childhood music. It's like your childhood background music. It's all
reminds you of fond memories, man.
You feel me? Isley Brothers. It can literally be any. It can go from fucking Conway Twitty. Like, it could be anybody, you feel me, if the music. Like, real talk.
Real talk.
If it's good music, like anything's an influence to me, because I just feel like I seen this thing where it was like, if art is how you decorate like your home, music is how you decorate time.
You feel what I'm saying?
So like ever since then, it's just like whatever I feel like it speaks to me and resonates, that's, I'm inspired by it. So like even with him, he got some shit that inspired a couple of tracks, you feel me? I ain't released them yet, but y'all gonna hear them eventually.
I appreciate it.
Lazy, I still quarterback, still making plays.
Yeah.
Paranoid.
And what's crazy
I ain't
is,
been to sleep in days. Like
that's my homie. Like, shout out to Easy Money, you know what I'm saying?
got a track with Easy Money?
Yes. Yeah, that's my boy.
Oh, okay. So well, he got the track. It ain't me. I don't got the track. But look, Easy Money, if you ever see this, I would love to do a track with you.
Bro's always working, bro. Like, he do shit bad. Like, yeah, let me know when.
Y'all bopped on that. Y'all bopped on that motherfucker. And that's my, y'all slid. And see,
that's my homie from childhood. Like, when I first went to Western, I went to Western like a month before to, like, do football training.
Right.
So I met him. You know what I'm saying? And I played quarterback, and he played quarterback.
That's why see?
He was like lazy playing quarterback, still sending plays.
Yeah.
Okay. I ain't been to sleep in days. Yeah. My nigga slid on that.
Yeah, check it out. Both of y'all slid on that motherfucker,
when
bro.
When Boosie went to jail, bro, that's when my ear tapped into a whole nother music. Shout out to my nigga Boo Man, and they live in Atlanta now. Like, he's always been like a... like, everybody be listening to this, but he'll be listening to... He was already listening to, like, Dom Kennedy, Nipsey Hussle.
Yeah, Dom Kennedy. I love Dom Kennedy. That's that West Coast shit.
Yeah, a lot of West Coast shit, like DJ Quick. He was hitting me with so much music that... My ear changed. So that's
the vibe.
That's
the vibe it gives me. Listen, that's crazy you say Dom Kennedy, because I fucks with Dom Kennedy. My type of party. I don't care. Like, that got so many women active for me. So yeah, that's what it gives me. Dom Kennedy vibes, yo. And I love the West Coast. You feel me? Even though I ain't particularly fond of, like, going to different places. I like the East Coast personally. This little Midwest section, whatever this area of the world is, I fucks with it heavy. Like, I like it out here. Y'all dope out here.
Appreciate that, bro. I'm gonna get back in there, man. Lazy Food coming, man. Big and Lazy. We gonna have something coming too, man. Fuck it. I'm getting Big in the booth, man. I'm gonna get him in the booth, too? Man.
Biggie be rapping.
I'm gonna get him right talking shit, man.
Get me on the hook. Get me on talking a little shit. You like a little drop?
I like people. Listen, I do. I got some. If you like doing comedy stuff like that, I got songs that I would love for somebody to get up there and talk shit, you know, after hearing it. Like, maybe you just heard me for the first time and you just go in there, you just give a live reaction.
Yeah. Right, okay, there we go. Me?
And I want to make that a part of the song. And then I cut you in a percentage. Like, all right, you went and did something. Now that 10% of the track is yours.
Yeah,
you get what I'm saying? Like, that. Like, I want to build. Like, if I fuck with you, I fuck with you. Like, I'm not into spending money with people or building up with people who I don't feel like I can really, like, live or survive or thrive with. I believe in survival of the fittest. And if I feel like if you weak, then that's what you're going to be. You'll be food to somebody else. Yeah. So that means I'm weak too. So
yeah.
I vibe with people. That's why I'm glad I met this dude, bro. Like from jump, he was always G's. I'm glad he pushed to make sure this shit happened too.
Oh, definitely.
How'd y'all meet?
Man, we already talked about it at the beginning. What he smoking on? I want some.
I was on Booksy.
And
he hit me up.
That's how I meant, though. Like, how did you just, like...
He just walked to the barbershop?
Yeah, I'm bougie as fuck, so I was on Booksy trying to book, because I like people who make you go to their app. A lot of people don't care for shit like that. Me, personally, I just feel your professionalism.
I'm learning that a lot of people rather have that, because if somebody's going to go through that much trouble to make you book an appointment...
They're going
to
show up.
That's why I'm not on the app no more. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm booking people for 2:00 in the afternoon and I got 8 people ahead of them. Like, and then you in the hood, so they're like, nigga, don't give a fuck about no book app. Nigga, I was here for that nigga.
Stuff like that.
But I mean, shit. Hey, man. However you can get it, man. But like you said, though, it was just the earth putting us together, bro. Mm-hmm. Because
big facts.
Every time you drop something or I see you on IG, I'll be like, damn, I gotta do some music, cause I know this nigga gonna ask me. Like, I'm one of them people. Like, I get kinda, that's probably my only time I get nervous, is when I know somebody come in that fuck with the music. Like, hey, man,
you keep it coming. Like,
I know,
why you stopping?
Doing with the podcast, man, but what's up with the music, man? You playing, man. Like,
you got a vibe. At least hop on some shit with me, at least, type shit. If you going, like, be on your Andre shit.
I think
shit.
I just need to start hopping on a whole bunch of people's shit, and then that's gonna get me back in the mode. But back to, like, the West Coast vibe, like I think it's just, like, I could feel it. Like, when certain niggas from out there, and they rap it, like when I first was listening to Nip, probably, like, 2010, 2011, I felt like, nigga, was there. Like, nigga, I'm Crenshaw, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas really, I love a good artist that can paint it. Like, exactly where he was. Like you said, DMX and them, you could tell how New York was without having to go.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's what, again, in that era, that was what they did. They paint that picture and brought you there. You get what I'm saying? They brought you to that time zone, to that place, to that thing, and made it feel real, like, made you feel connected. And a lot of music don't have that.
This is the Big and Lazy Podcast. I'm Big. I'm B-Fines. And we're excited to announce our collaboration with Flir. Together, we are offering a brand new course specifically designed for musicians and artists just like you. This course is packed with viable insight practical tips to help you grow and succeed in your creative endeavors. And if you use, I'm not going to lie to you, if you use our link to purchase this program, we get a little kickback. So I need you to go check, and it's the link's going to be in the description, in the comments. Go check that out. Fleur, Big and Lazy, together, putting Louisville on the map.
If y'all can, what's y'all favorite all-time, just all-time favorite song? R&B, just that song that just sticks to your soul. And I know we all
got... it all-time.
A few songs. Yeah. I know we all probably got a few songs.
Seven, yeah. At least. That, seven at least is going to pop to your head. Mm. One or two.
Your first and your backup.
And it's like all time.
Can we do category? I don't know. I say yeah.
right.
Yeah. If I had to pick one, I don't know. At Michael Jackson, You're Not Alone. Like I can just okay. That's, or R. Kelly. Like I
now
wish.
I
wish is I can listen to that.
Now you see what I'm saying? Because yeah. Certain songs stick. Uh-huh. Like you might like a song, but it don't hit like when you hear that. Because I feel you hear that. I wish.
I'm telling you, that's a classic right there. I'm in elementary. That was my first CD. That was my first two CDs.
If I'm going to say R. Kelly, I'm going to say Booty. Feeling on your booty.
That's going to be that was the same one. TP2, yep.
That was a bubble. Man, that's so tough. I like too much music to just narrow it down to one. Too many things pop in the head. I got to say at least 10. Say? I got to say at least 10.
Remember when you used to order CDs in the magazine?
Yeah.
I ordered my first three CDs. I guess I didn't buy them. I just, filled out the, they sent me three. Remember Aggression, the WWE CD?
Yeah.
That one, Marshall Mathers LP, and R. Kelly. Like, I listened to all of them. It was whole fifth grade, the same three CDs.
So what would you say about, M? They call him the greatest. Because I listened to all that, too, but...
Let my man give his favorite song.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, y'all still on the A-list. Yeah. I really couldn't come to a conclusion, but I'm gonna say it's gonna have to be like either a Lil Wayne song or a Michael Jackson song. And it's really too many songs. I fucks with music. Yeah. And I like EDM. I might name an EDM or a lo-fi song or artist y'all might not even know. Yeah. I fucks with music, so y'all saying there and down to one thing, my brain start hurting.
I can tell you one of my all-time favorite. This is just not even in the category or order, but I just remember being a young nigga and I fuck with this song. Cause I'm like that too. Like even when I was young, it didn't have to be hip hop or R&B.
Right.
But y'all remember the Gorillaz?
Yeah.
What's happening? Feeling bad.
I got sunshine.
Right. That's
one of my favorite.
Like, that's a song. What I'm saying. Like that's a song. Then I was thinking Gym Class Heroes. Like they got this song called Viva La White Girl. You feel me? And Lil Wayne even hopped on it. The song is so fire. Like I could go, like it's too many songs. It's too many songs.
I got too many too, but I just like Return of the Mac. Just hearing that,
I couldn't. You know,
it just takes me back.
That.
Like songs that take you back. Boom. To
I would rather listen. I'm going to Miami
with
Will Smith.
Vina
Vida.
That was that shit. That was the shit. I remember when that shit came out.
And fucking, what's the summertime? Like, I like you feel me? Like, I'm corny as fuck. I would literally be bopping down the street blasting Summertime.
Yeah.
And I'd put that bitch on repeat.
But that was a badass. That was,
at the time,
that's a badass cut, though. You know what I'm saying? And it's going to stick to you.
Right.
That's the song that
today
you can hear in the
Today was a good day,
summer.
Ice Cube. Today I can listen to that thing, like,
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah.
Dream of California. If you go back and listen to that song, a lot of that shit, it was 20 years or 25 years ago, but a lot of it's just coming true to this day. Like, listen to it. Go back and listen to that. Like,
and
before we go on, though,
the sun. Ain't that what they say?
Subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Yeah, what's
Big and Lazy Podcast?
Yeah,
Big Instagram, and Lazy. Big and Lazy Pod.
Yes, Big and Lazy.
TikTok, Big and Lazy Pod. Anywhere you can find podcasts, notifications, download, like. Every week we drop.
Share.
You can count on us. Set your clock.
Tag Monday.
Big and Lazy.
Yes, tell a friend. Tell a friend.
Yes, sir.
Tell them tag a friend.
Y'all remember that? I feel so alive for the very first time.
Y'all making me
don't want to be American Idiot.
That's what y'all making me want to get on.
But that's why
Tony Hawk soundtrack. Who played Tony Hawk?
Man, the first one.
Any of them? All of Tony Hawk soundtracks. 1 through 3 Tony Hawk soundtracks. Goated. I don't care what nobody say, yo.
You ain't lying though.
Like goated.
You ain't lying though. Wrestling soundtrack was pretty dope. Yeah,
I still be rapping some of them lyrics to this day.
So if you could work with any artist, if you had a blank check, if you had you can get a track from somebody, from a producer, and a feature from an artist, who would it be?
Anybody. So Beethoven, No, nah, Zaytoven, not Beethoven, my bad. Zaytoven, hey, he told me it's $3,500 for a beat. So I think it is somebody named Beethoven though, who make beats though.
No, I'm just saying for him to flip it.
To Zaytoven? Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I would say just because the fact that he even reached out to me, he even liked some shit, like I would want to work with him because he's the first verified person who's out there that people can recognize that ever showed me some love. So I'm going to say him as a producer. And artist, man, that shit's tough, yo, because like, right off top, it's either going Kendrick or Kanye. Like, one of them two I would want to work with. And that's, I just feel like because we would blend well on the unknown genius level. We just tap into each other's potential.
Yeah.
I fought with Kanye and Kendrick.
Yeah. So, Vultures, have y'all listened to the Kanye Dolla Sign
VS? One of the best albums I've heard in a long time.
Can y'all say that y'all know Back to Me? Y'all know that song?
Yes.
Can anybody say it? Beautiful big.
Yeah, beautiful big booty, big titties, big titties just gonna fall out the sky, you know.
I ain't heard this.
How you know?
Beautiful big titty bitches just don't fall out the sky. Fall out the sky, you know.
And Kanye dropped this? It's called Vultures?
Yeah.
It's Ty Dolla Sign. Yeah.
Kanye West, Ty Dolla Sign, and a guy named VS. He's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, you hear what he said on his live? I mean, on his story?
So they all dropped the album together?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, Kanye. You can tell Kanye's on the ones and twos.
Yeah.
He was going crazy. He was in his bag on that Back to Me track though.
Oh man.
I want to actually spin on that motherfucker. Shit.
He was in his bag when on the North song. If you ain't got no money.
I mean, he's always in his bag, but particularly for me as a
Miss Westy,
because I ain't even listened to none of like his albums from like 2017 for real.
They said his daughter's about to drop one. Elementary school dropout. Come on, man. The GOAT, man.
I'm over this. Hey, but you know, I'm against standardized learning, so fuck the school system, you feel me? However, I'm just over the West people.
You're right.
I want to see new people. I want to see new artists. I want to see the real Anna B out there.
Yeah.
You feel me? I want to see her. Yeah. We can have a baby. Nah, I don't know her, but I know her.
Yeah.
Like, we've seen each other before.
She talked before.
No, she'd have been on her twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I peeped, and I was like, I gotta get up here. Like, yeah. You feel me?
Ah, okay.
I'm gonna shout out a couple Louisville artists.
This
motherfucker brought me up here. Yeah. Like, I think he sent me, he was like, hey, brother, you on a podcast? And I was like, nah, I didn't even know y'all had a podcast. And he sent it, and I looked, and I just started going through it. I'm like, oh, these motherfuckers just tapped in.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So,
yeah.
Like, I need to tap in.
That's, I think she's single, too. So shoot your shot, man.
No, I'm not here to shoot no shots. look, strictly business, you feel me?
Yeah, okay.
If you want to fuck with me on that tip, you got to add value to me, you feel me? I ain't trying to fuck with no women who ain't inviting me, so you ain't got to worry about me shooting no shots at you. Yeah. I'm trying to get to this bag. I want to get some
smooth
money.
That's what make a melt right there.
Hey, look.
I
want to get this bag, yo.
Yeah,
so,
definitely, though.
So speaking of, like, people out here, you know, so you got, like, Charlie. She's cold. I know she's been up here before, I believe. Yeah. I don't know if y'all... Sade Lee, I prefer. I always call her Sade Lee because... Sade Lee, I believe.
I forgot her name. I know who you're talking about.
But listen, Sade Lee. Yeah. We can pull up ads and stuff, whatever the case may be. Marty, 808 Marty.
Yeah.
You feel me? Southside Mike. Let's see, Cutthroat JT.
Yeah, he been on here. He was one of the first episodes.
That's
my brother, man.
Yeah.
Like, I remember...
Hey, look, I got some video. Hey, look, I got some funny-ass videos of him, bro. Yeah. Like,
And bro,
he fell asleep
serious,
on the stairs with his pants.
Bro's a fool.
I still got that shit, nigga.
I remember when he was at Western. And I was like, man, this nigga, we leave school, smoke together and shit. And, like, I hung with him for, like, a while. Like, I would just meet up with the nigga, smoke, kick with the nigga. But he was like, man, you know, I'm from Newberry, bro. So, you know, if you're going to be with me, you got to know I got this motherfucker.
On his pole,
This was in school, in the hallway. Bro. It was like a,
wild,
what did Pac have? And
but
juice?
He's real, though. He's Jesus. Yeah.
He had one of them. Tape to his belt loop. And I was like, oh, cool. That means I'm safe. And he started cracking up laughing. He was like, that's why I fuck with you. But I remember he almost died. Like, bro got hit up bad. Things. Like, he got hit up bad. Like, bro almost died, bro. I remember
Shout
the whole
my
thing.
Nigga cut though, yo.
Yep, that's my nigga, man. My nigga for life. And he got some of the best music.
Hey, listen, like, we got some songs, man.
Y'all
that
do?
Crazy. Man, we got some fire together, bro.
I know
hey,
y'all
listen,
do, because
we got some crack
two,
together,
and
bro.
And y'all two dark skinned niggas.
And we were singing on it. And we were singing on
R&B money.
Just about. We were singing on everything, because I don't know if y'all know, but Mans can sing too.
Yeah.
You feel me? So we were singing on everything.
Hey, one of my favorite songs he got is that The Pull Up. That's my shit,
the, and that's the problem. See, y'all gotta be promoting y'all music more. See, he one of them motherfuckers too who don't like to promote his shit.
Yeah.
But tap into sheep's and wolf's clothing. You feel me? Or wolves and sheep's clothing.
Man,
my bad.
Got so much shit.
Wolves and sheep clothing.
Look, yeah, I got all bro shit.
Yeah, he's cold as fuck. That's what I'm talking
about. That first one was crazy.
Yeah, and there's a lot of artists out here who I want to tap in with.
All that pull up on me. All right, you can pull up on me.
So you're going to have to send it to me. See, see, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
got to cut on the notifications, man. See, we got to tap in.
Definitely, dog. Definitely, dog. We got a lot of artists,
I got
man.
The network.
Yeah, man. We got a lot of artists, man, in the city
network.
That's D like, network. Tough, man. Like, and I always felt like it could just be me on my just dreamer shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I feel like if Static never would have died, we never had that artist. Even today, we don't have them artists that's even big enough to start a label and sign. You know what I'm saying?
What you mean? Static, you got Bryce, you got Jack.
They ain't doing it though. Static was a producer. He was a producer.
Yeah, Static was a
singer, writer. I think that he was big enough to say, I'm gonna have a because this thing.
Because Cash Money was big out here for a little second. Cause had like a little
Cash Money in the '90s, you know, shit like that. But
Hot Boy Chili.
But like Texas, if you from Texas. Slim Thug was Slim Thug 10 years before we knew Slim Thug.
Facts.
You
facts.
Probably never have to leave your city because you could be that big in your city.
Facts.
Same thing in Atlanta.
Now.
Same thing in New York. But they also have major labels out of their city. That's one thing that we don't have in the Midwest. You know what I mean? Cincinnati's
label.
Becoming... They said Cincinnati's becoming a melting pot for where artists go to link with the labels because there's a lot of A&Rs and shit. DJ Fresh, that's from here. Anthony Fresh. He resides out of Cincinnati now, and he's like one of those people that can pull you in to.
Bro, when he signed with like when he became a
Rich Homie,
guy, yeah, Rich Homie and your guys did like, bro, that was like
DJ
I feel
Murph
like we
too.
All won.
Oh hell yeah, DJ Murph too. You know DJ Murph from Radcliffe, but that's NBA YoungBoy's DJ. He said when he get time, he gonna come in here too.
Oh okay, good.
Yeah, I talked to brother the other day, and he said that. I asked him, I said, did your money slow down when bro was like locked up? I mean, well, on house arrest, he was like, nah, because he was still dropping music. So my job still was to help
mix
promote, help to mix and put out shit like that. But Static, he was major. He had major hits in the 90s, R&B. Yeah. He had hits in the help. He was
Lollipop
all over
Pretty
Ricky.
Lollipop is what I know him best for, bro.
Yeah.
And that shit made everybody who was
Lollipop?
Supposed to be hard. Hell yeah. Everybody
really
who was supposed to be hard was fucking singing. I don't give a fuck who you was, bro.
Yeah,
they
was, man.
And it used to be crazy because I used to get ridiculed for singing and shit. You feel me?
Shit.
And then all these bitch ass niggas started
you
singing.
You
want to
know why I liked it so much?
Because
Wayne
crazy.
Said it was done when I got it.
Yeah.
All I had to do was put my, it was already a whole song.
Yeah.
All I had to do was put my verses on it. That was beautiful to me.
That means Static was professional as fuck.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And you don't want no Static.
And then on the first Pretty Ricky, he was on that whole thing. He helped write the whole thing.
Yeah, I've heard about that. He did a lot of albums from that time era too.
Yeah.
So
Static was he was all over shit in the 90s. You know, he was working with Missy and everything.
But that being said, though, we have to be the change we want to see.
Yeah,
you feel
we do.
Me? So like unfortunately, rest in power, Static. Now we gotta take that torch and light the fire and light the way. You feel me? So
yeah,
and it start with this right here. Y'all already been doing. You feel me? So I feel like y'all can only get bigger from here.
I appreciate that, man.
Definitely, bro.
Big and too lazy.
You feel me? And legendary. We're gonna throw that second L on that. Legendary.
Yeah, when y'all get another little side podcast, maybe you know you let some other people take it over and they doing like, you know, Big and Lazy West Coast, you feel me?
Like
Big and Lazy.
I got a
UK.
Fucked up question for you.
A fucked up question?
Yeah.
All right.
Did he hit you up right now and say, I need you to help bring back Bad Boy? What you doing?
How much money we talking? Like, can I get in advance? I ain't gay though. It's whatever. You feel me?
Yeah.
So like, I feel, you know, it's crazy. I sent a little memo. It's a homie of mine's back home. Shout out Bigums. He be doing little skits and shit. He like to send voice memos to people.
Yeah.
You know the shit that people be doing.
Yeah, voiceover shit.
Yeah. So I did that. So I sent Diddy a voice memo telling him basically like, look, if you need somebody to hide your money for you, you feel me? You got whatever you got going on.
Yeah.
I'll let me. I hide your money. But
yeah.
I ain't gay though.
What about you, Big? Diddy come to us right now. Look, I'm going to put Big and Lazy on the map. Put y'all on Revoke.
It ain't about it being
but y'all
gay.
Gotta come in. Y'all gotta come to. Y'all gotta come, party. To a party. With
see, look,
you
see,
gotta come party.
That's why, like, I'm gonna come to the party, but I ain't coming in. I'm gonna just. Yeah, I'ma just,
like, we gotta take Haywood.
Yeah,
Haywood. I think he'll keep
he be the lamb. Huh?
He make sure.
Sacrifice your lamb.
Y'all gonna sacrifice.
I just feel like, bro, be like, don't drink that. I think, bro, just be like, don't drink that.
Yeah,
I can hear him. I'm like, hey, bro, I wouldn't drink it if I was
what
you.
What did Denzel say? He leaves before the devil show up. I'll go to the party, but
he said leave. He said go to the party, but leave 30 minutes before the devil show up.
Yeah, and he said I looked. Who said that? Brandon T. Jackson.
Yeah.
He said, and I always Pete Denzel always leave out at a certain time.
Yeah, yes. I think I would follow Denzel too.
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. What? It's yeah. Training day. Period.
Yeah. I seen your little Yachty when not your little Yachty, little Uzi at the Grammys at the Hov went up and did his thing, and then it was like, come on, let's leave.
I ain't
like,
even seen the Grammys,
they was
man.
Was leaving this nigga. He got behind Blue Ivy and Beyonce and them was behind him. He left with them. He was like, shit, I'm out here too. Hov's leaving, I'm leaving.
Damn.
Little Uzi, yep. Yep.
So why did John Cena go up there naked? Like, what was the purpose of that?
I didn't see the Grammys, so this whole conversation.
I didn't watch the Grammys, but I seen like the clips.
Yeah,
I seen like when Hov went up there and was like, "Look, they gonna keep playing with us." You know what I'm saying? He was like,
I seen that speech.
Yeah, he
and,
did.
And I seen Beyonce.
But when Hov, when Ye did it, my wife said, "No, it's the way Ye did it. I don't care."
Yeah.
Hov did it too.
We all seen Fairly Odd Parents.
Yeah.
So we can all agree that Beyonce had on the Dale Dimmadome from the Dimmadome.
I didn't even notice it to him.
Yeah.
The same
text. Man, shout out to
let me stop, yo. For the Beehive get at me.
Hey, man, they don't play.
Ain't no such thing as bad publicity, you feel me?
No.
So, you know what I'm saying? Beyonce got money. She ain't worried about me.
Shit.
So, you say, yeah, I forgot what I was about to say.
Damn, you're a blank.
Yeah, went blank.
It's all good. It's all good. So, turn us on to, you know, since it's the Big and Lazy pod, you know what I'm saying? Turn us on, you know, to something good to watch. That's Big and Lazy, something good to eat. But you got to turn us on, though. We got to, like, come back on and be like, man, my nigga.
All right. Look, if y'all bring me back, I'll bring you a food.
That's a bad
one. Oh, man. We didn't heard that before.
Nah, bro. This motherfucker know I'm not. Didn't I say something about having some shit in the car and then I came back into the shop and brought you something?
Yeah.
All right, bitch, I'm big on my actions. You feel me? Like, I got you. Like, if you bring me back, I will bring you back a dish. And then as far as a show, like what you mean, like on
a dish
type
of what, though? What you got to?
Whatever you like to eat, nigga, I can cook.
You going to cook it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, whatever you want to eat, I can cook, yo. Hey, listen, I don't care. This goes for anybody. I challenge to anybody. Hey, listen, I'm going to start in a series where I'm going to go around challenging artists to a cook-off, and we're going to see who can do the best type
of food.
Chris
Mills already said.
Yeah.
She's a professional chef.
I don't give a fuck what she do. You can't beat me. Hey, listen. I don't care what you do. You could go to school for your whole life. You can't cook better than me. And if you can, prove it. Period. That's it. That's just where I'm going to leave it at. Meet me in the kitchen. We can get a little griddle started anywhere. If you really know how to cook, all you need is a fire. Period.
All right. Yeah.
We can have a cook-off anywhere.
You said 1,500. Don't nobody, he came over here and said that he want all the smoke.
I don't care. Hey, listen, right. Whatever. Show me the video. I'll look at it, do my research, and still say the same shit. Hey, listen, whoever you are, I'm pretty sure you can cook very well.
Shout out Still Winning Meals, man.
Chris, I want to cook against you. Like I said, if you can cook, just prove it. Like, we can all say whatever.
Yeah.
Just prove it. That's all I'm saying. So going back to what you like to eat, I can make jerk pasta. That's one of my best dishes. That's my lazy dish. Jerk pasta is real easy to make, and you can make a big amount of it and eat on it for days, literally.
Yeah.
So is it chicken in there? Like,
it's whatever you want. Yeah. I usually do chicken and shrimp, or I'll do salmon and shrimp.
Yeah.
Or,
that sounds crazy.
And that's really it. Like, I don't eat beef. I don't eat swine. So I just eat bird and fucking seafood. That's it.
How long you been swine and red meat free?
I ain't ate swine since I was like 16.
I just can't get away from the rib.
And I stopped eating beef.
I just had ribs
this year. I really stopped this year, but I stopped like some kind of stopped last year, but I really stopped this year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just need to get disciplined, bro. Like, I suck. Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I drink, smoke, and fuck, and sleep, and play the game. And cut.
I feel like if you don't got a reason to want to do something, got a reason to want to do something, then you don't got to do it. Like,
I'm learning, like, long term, like looking at our OGs. That's what they suffer from when they get old. Just everything they ate.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying, being lazy, not working your body out, then you start to just get old.
Sex burn calories, though.
I'm going to tell y'all, look, we was having a debate in the shop, because I got some ladies in the shop, too. And they said one time that I have too much sex. So I asked my wife, I was like, do you think we have too much sex? She was like, no, like, if you can get that third one in, it's beautiful. But two times a day, that's why I say every time I'm done, I'm like, man, that shit's a workout. Mm-hmm. Straight to sleep. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, man,
I think that's a lot. It's twice a day. So yeah. Every day?
Today I had sex twice.
Yeah.
Yesterday I had sex twice.
I don't know. I think that's more of I don't know.
I don't know, man. It'd be good.
Yeah. When I was in a throuple, I was having sex all the time.
Yeah.
Like 4 or 5 times.
You said when you what?
In a throuple.
What's that?
Yeah.
A situation?
Y'all niggas want to see? I got receipts. Nah, it's just like when your girlfriend got a girlfriend.
Oh, so the blogger. We're dealing with
a
throuple.
A natural goat.
It was cool. Like at first it was messy. No, first it was great. Then it got messy because like everybody got like really addicted to each other and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And then we kind of worked it out because like everybody needed their individual days. And yeah. I wasn't being honest at first. I'm not even going to lie.
Yeah.
You feel me? But then I became honest and then everything, you know, like I said, it got messy, then it got better. And it came to a head. It was like, all right, she need Mondays. She need Tuesdays. Wednesdays, those my days of myself. You feel me? Fucking Thursdays, we'll do something together. But, you know, it's only if everybody wants to. Friday, this is your day again.
Yeah.
Saturday, all of us going to do some shit. You feel me?
I think I'd have been the one to mess it up because I'm on it every day.
Meet me here. Nah, it don't even be like that. Cause at some point you get tired of fucking. You want to build something. You feel me? Like you want to build something real. You want to fucking different places and more erotic places. You feel
even
me?
With your, even, I'm married, and that's one thing we big on. Like we got a park we like to go to.
Yeah.
Like sometimes if it's late enough, you can get it in the park, or you know, get a bottle, sit in the car.
I know some secret spots, man. I got. Yeah. Hey, listen, I got this sex spot. I'll sell it to you for $10. It's 15 different spots in the city, guaranteed. To knock your socks off, if you know what I mean. $10.
A chick told me to take her in the bushes one time, and it kind of turned me off. I didn't. It was my first time. Yeah. Like,
I think I would have did it just to say
really?
What? Did it in some bushes.
Absolutely. Sex. Hey, look, first of all, I like to pee outside every chance I get.
Yeah.
I don't even like. I love to pee outside. I feel like I would come. Nigga, we supposed to pee outside. Technically, listen. Let me give you something. You ready?
Yeah.
We already outside. We just in our fucking box.
Yeah.
So I like to pee outside. I ain't got to worry about flushing. I ain't got to worry about doing none of that. Only thing I do is make sure I sanitize my hands so I go back to my truck. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You feel
my homegirl said that's why she wish she had sons. She said because every time she got a nephew, he was like, I got to pee. She was like, whip him out, pee. She's like, but you can never do that with your daughter.
She and me, hey, you got to find somewhere to protect yourself. Make sure you got some wife. See, that be that shit right there.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to tell. My daughter going to be a fucking soldier for real. Yeah. That be the problem. Yeah. Some people, she prissy, but she's still a soldier.
She a gangster. Yeah, you feel me? I'm going to go pee out back.
Yeah, you feel what I'm saying? Like, hey, somebody hold up some sheets, some blankets. Hopefully she ain't out by herself somewhere. Yeah. Like what? That's weird as fuck that women gotta wait to go find a bathroom somewhere. Yeah. No, pee outside, baby. And niggas shouldn't look.
My wife don't. She keeps them. We was in Chicago. We left Summer Walker and we had got so lit before we went that when we left, she was just like, I had such a good time. I gotta pee. And so we walking down a little block, like, and the people we was with, I was like, come on, y'all stay over here. We about to go, you know, wait on the Uber. So we walked down the block where the houses was and she was like, where at, babe? I was like, here, come on. I literally opened the gate. Yeah. Went on the side, I'm talking about the little privacy light came on, boom.
Oh,
and she was like,
oh!
she was shutting that shit go.
I don't know, when I'm in
hotels. Turned me on, though. I don't know why it turned me on.
Because it's sexy, the fact that she brave enough to even do that, she normally wouldn't. That's out of her caliber, the fact that she was willing to survive like that.
But she done it after the club, too, one time. But it was like her sister cousins, we was all hopping in the car. She was like, I can't wait. Yeah, her cousins, but they
close grew up like so sisters. Close.
Yeah, they live together.
I was like wait, so what?
They live together all the time, like.
I feel you.
It was times in life that she was with, and her cousins, 7 of them, she would be the 8th one in the house sometimes. Like, if her parents got into it, yeah. So, at the club one time, we all was in the car, her sisters and them was in the back. She literally, like, opened the door and, like, I gotta pee. Like, I'm like, yeah.
That when was, I go to hotels, I like peeing in sinks and.
Yeah,
and different.
But you don't want to pee out. This nigga said I like peeing in sinks. We're going to antagonize me for wanting to pee outside.
And it was just something like, I like to pee outside. I'm like, you know, I guess.
How much work do it take for you to have to pee in the sink, sir?
None at all.
You just fucking. Hey, yo, somebody get this man. That is.
And when I'm in the hotel, I'm pissing everywhere. Sinks, tubs. Why not? I ain't got to listen.
So we got to get him a motel when we do anything on the road, huh?
Y'all ain't never pissed in the sink?
Yeah.
Because I had to.
Yeah.
Because I had to. I ain't never was like, I'm about to pee in the sink because I just want to pee in the sink.
I like peeing in the shower.
Pee in the shower.
Because I don't feel like I have to pee until I get in. I'm like, fuck it. When I get out. Because I hate having to shit.
Ah, yeah.
After being in, that's the worst.
Yeah. Then we got to take another shower.
Yeah, absolutely.
For sure. Absolutely. But before we get out of here, you got to give us something good to watch. Even if it's enlightening, documentary, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because that was the question. I'm glad you circled back. What I was asking. I was saying, like, on any type of platform, like anything, something good to watch.
Yeah.
Anything. All right, I don't know if y'all got Prime. I'm going to give you some on all the platforms or some shit to watch. I got you, okay? If you got Prime, there's two shows. That's King of Tulsa. It got Sylvester Stallone. It's pretty lit. If you ain't seen it, you should definitely watch
it. When he's a hitman?
Nah, I wouldn't say he's a hitman, but he's a capo in the mafia, and he got extradited to somewhere else, Oklahoma, and it's lit. Hey, listen, I don't want to give you too much. Okay. Just watch it. If you like what I'm talking about, go peep it. Mm-hmm. You feel me? Validate me. You'd be like, nah, Cash, that shit was whack. Or, hey, Cash, I can listen to you because you got sensible things and knowledge. Yeah. I got you. So you got King of Tulsa, and then you also have The Wheels of Time. You feel me? Wheels of Time is really lit. Smoke something, eat some mushrooms, do what you like to do, whatever your vice is. Enjoy it and watch that show. It'll make you look at shit differently. And that's Amazon for you. On HBO Max, watch Aquaman. They said it's not good, but it's good in a corny way. It's really good, yo. If you eat some mushrooms and watch that, the wavy hair scenes is gonna fuck with you heavy. Or if you smoke and you got good weed, the wavy scenes you're gonna enjoy it. Definitely if you got a good TV with a 4K HD and all that shit.
And 4Ks. Nice.
Hey, listen, you're gonna enjoy it. That's on HBO Max. You feel me? I don't got Netflix no more. But if you're on Netflix, whatever you like to watch, Netflix got suggestions for you. That ain't my job. And
they got the Jamie Foxx show now, so you know what I'll be doing.
Yeah. And then like Hulu, you feel me? Hulu got Bebe's Kids. Tap in. If you don't know nothing about Bebe's Kids, go watch Bebe's Kids. You're welcome. And
we've been watching Desperate Housewives, man. My wife, she has watched it before, but she's just on a vent. Like she'll go back to watch Grey's Anatomy and shit like that too. But Desperate Housewives is probably one of the best shows I ever watched.
Really?
Yes. And it's just
really
the best show I've ever watched.
It's white folks. It shows Excuse you me. Really about, like, you know how they be like black on black crime?
Yeah.
I seen this on an interview. Dude was like, man, they keep talking about black on black crime. He was like, have y'all seen the shows on Netflix? White people kill each other all the time.
Everybody kill everybody, though.
Oh, my God.
That's, bro, they desperate.
Everybody's dying.
The whole show evolves around a killing, I feel like.
Yes. No, a suicide. But
a killer.
After that, the wife. Okay, just a briefing. The wife,
a briefing.
Like these ladies, they on a block, they in a neighborhood. They friend kills herself, but she killed herself because somebody was trying to blackmail her. They knew something that she did, and they was trying to blackmail her. So she just offed herself, like she couldn't take it. So her husband found out who was blackmailing her, and knocked her off.
Mm-hmm.
But that's how it starts. And then people getting hit by cars, people, serial killers, and
really?
Oh, bro, it's crazy, but it's comedy too, though. Yeah. It's like super funny. Like, these white women are wrecked, though. Like, the shit that they do, the shit that they.
I prefer the term Anglo Sax.
Anglo Sax.
Yeah.
For white?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Anglo Sax women.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Anglos, for short.
Okay.
This Anglo women.
Yeah. It's definitely a good show, though. If y'all ever just get bored. From the first episode, it's pretty dope.
I watch anime. I'm not even going to cap, yo. Like, if I watch a show, it's because my lady want to watch a show. I watch anime all day. I can give you anime suggestions all
the only
anime
King of the Hill?
Who?
King of the Hill?
It's not an anime, sir. That's a cartoon. But yes, I love cartoons.
The Boondocks. That's black anime.
Yeah, the Boondocks count.
He's thinking more like the Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, but the Boondocks is that.
But not even Dragon Ball Z is so basic to me now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I've evolved since Dragon Ball Z. Dragon Ball Z is just like, that's no different from fucking Johnson & Johnson powder or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Basic. It's like Arm & Hammer baking soda. Everybody got it. It ain't special no more.
Yeah.
But R.I.P. Akira Toriyama, you know, he's the legend who created it. You feel me? Yeah. Passed away. So
he just passed away last week.
Yeah. So it's just getting real out here, yo.
Yeah, it was a pleasure talking to you, man.
Yeah, man. Shit's been real, man. Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on.
Anytime you got something going on, Brody, reach out to us.
Figure out what type of food y'all want. If y'all want to eat pasta or not, let me know. Do y'all eat salmon? Do y'all eat shrimp?
Yes,
do y'all eat chicken?
Yes.
All right, can y'all eat? Do y'all have any, what's the word?
Food allergies?
There we go, you feel me? I was going to say allergies. What are you saying?
I don't like corn. I was coleslaw, but I don't. Corn or coleslaw, I hate that.
That don't go in neither one.
Yeah, I'm just saying, you know.
Coleslaw, I know that ain't for everybody. I feel like I'm one of the only people.
I fuck
people
with coleslaw, though.
Yeah, I fuck with coleslaw, especially on a taco.
Coleslaw really? on a hot dog, too.
Taco with coleslaw? Hey, I listen, you crazy. You
a hot dog, too.
Hot coleslaw?
I don't know about no hot dog.
No.
He said
just you put the coleslaw on the hot dog.
On the hot dog?
Yeah, once it's
that's
done.
That's Chicago, New York
I like
shit.
The relish, yeah. Like the sauerkraut. I guess that's like
coleslaw. Sauerkraut's disgusting.
It grew on me.
Y'all like the crown on a good dog?
Hell no.
I just now started liking sour cream and shit.
Yeah.
I just now started liking guacamole and like.
Yeah, that guac's different.
I like ramen and noodles and shit. Like I make some noodles with an egg and some broccoli and then I put some protein in it, like some chicken or some fish, some tuna fish or something like that. Like I like to save money where I can type shit.
I just start putting egg in my noodles and it's clutch as fuck.
I think I might have to
crack egg. You a little egg, yeah.
I fry my egg. Look, but I'll show you some dishes real quick, man.
But one more question before you get out of here. Absolutely. If you can just, one person to have on the show. Oh, damn, you really, that's a real.
Yeah, and that's just a regular pack of ramen noodles, you feel me?
One person on the show, but you got to, who you want to see on here, but you got to get them, be able to make a call or text and get them on here.
I got to call and text and get them up here?
Like, not right now, but like just. When you get home, like, hey, you should fuck with the Big and Lazy podcast. Y'all be a good fit.
I know a few people, man. Baron Lee, homie HTM Glow. You already know what it is. Hated the most. The two loners, they're a group. That's four. And Antonio Senpai, they pretty cool. I like them. Eccentric guys, different type of atmosphere. I feel like people y'all normally wouldn't tap in with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're like skater music. You feel what I'm saying? Like, they do the skater stuff. It's a few people, man. If y'all want to tap in with some producers, Southside Mike, I like him, man. I enjoy him. There's a dude named Southampton. He's an Anglo, but you know he do the EDM. He's cold.
Mm-hmm.
It's a dude, Coach Cam, Hoosier. He's cold. He just dropped the album. You feel me? Fuck Hoosier. It's out on all platforms. And that's off the top of my head. I don't want to think too hard. I feel like if I'm thinking too hard, then it ain't genuine. So. Yeah. Off the top of my head, those are people prior than the other people I named earlier. You feel me? So,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Shout out my homie Gunner. You feel me? GGE. But he in Texas, so you know what I'm saying? He ain't gonna be out here no time soon. So,
that's what's up, bro. And appreciate you coming on.
Appreciate you coming on.
Yes,
follow us.
Yes, sir.
Everywhere you can find podcasts. Follow my personal page, _BFINES. That's my personal Instagram.
Yeah, follow your boy, Greedy and Lazy USA, man. And the Big and Lazy Pod. Follow my boy right here.
Not Cash though. NOTCASHTRO. Shout out to my Cash or Nots. Shout out to everybody who hold me down, cheering for me. I love you and appreciate you. You already know.
It's just like it.
And we out, man.
Bam.
Big and Lazy.
This podcast was produced by B. Haywood for Confirmed Podcast Network.
Hey, B. Haywood, Confirmed Podcast Network. Thank you for all the continued support. Continue to check out We Them Girls Podcast, as well as Big and Lazy Podcast on the Confirmed Podcast Network. We love you. Thank you for the support. And keep on listening. We got more content coming for y'all. Thank you.
Hey, this is B. Haywood, executive producer of Confirmed Multimedia. And if you want extra content, you can go to buymeacoffee.com/confirmed and get early access to all of our content.
You're listening to Confirmed.